Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am back to do another podcast for you, and I know it's been a while, so let me do some quick housekeeping. First of all, you probably hear a fan in the background. I'm in Arizona. It was 102 degrees today, which is not too hot for where I'm at, but I'm probably not going to turn it off, so we'll get by with that. I haven't been around for a few weeks. A couple of weeks ago, today in fact, my mother died. I've been desperately looking for a job and have not had any luck even with that as far as finding one. So I've been kind of disposed of in the last couple of weeks. And I apologize for that, but I am definitely back. Now, I want to talk to you about the worship song that I've been working on, because I know I've mentioned it to you a couple of times, and I want to give you an idea of what it sounds like and everything, and where I'm at with it, and what I'm doing, and the process I'm going through. If you'll remember, I was recording the rhythm guitar part first, and I've got that done now, and I want to give you a taste of what that sounds like. And right now I just have it set up like two-bar little blank section at the beginning. Then it kicks into like little two-bar pieces. There's four of them, so there's another eight-bar to the intro. Then you get into the body, and it sounds like this. So I got this all laid out, it's all on time, I used my click track, it worked great. So now I'm going back and I've started to embellish a little bit. And I'm going to show you a couple of things that I'm looking at where I'm at with it. I actually have three parts so far set up, at least basically. They're not all put together exactly like I want yet. I haven't cleaned them totally up. I don't have it to where everything starts exactly on time, you know, going in and adjusting the MIDI notes, but I have all of the basics down. I've padded it out with the chords, so I've got all of that down, and I've got the kick drum in here, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but let's start with the two parts that I have to the pads, because I want to talk about that. And next week, probably, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do another one of these. I'm going to talk to you about using synthesizers and using the envelope for making sound, and show you how I can adjust a note to make it sound more like what I want and not have to use some preset thing that, you know, is in some piece of software somewhere. That there are adjustments you can do to these that'll make them a lot better. So let's go ahead and let me show you what I've done with these pads, because this is actually kind of cool. The first thing I've got is I've got this little pad piece, and I know it sounds kind of funky if you just listen to it by itself, but it actually is going to sound pretty good once it's with the other parts. So let me show this to you real quick. Okay, so this may not sound like much to you, but I actually have a use for it. This is going to be kind of like the bass of the pad sound that I want. And I wanted it to be as close to the acoustic guitar as I could get it without being really super deep and get into the drum and bass guitar area. I wanted to keep it light. So this is going to be something you're probably not going to hear a whole lot. It's just going to be there in the background. It's just like supporting the guitar, more or less. And when you use it that way, then it sounds sort of like this. Wait a minute, I don't think that worked right. Let me try that again. Let's undo this. Undo this. Oh, wrong one. Like that, and we'll try this again. Now I have not just a lower end, but an upper end to this pad. The Pat's two parts. I want one part of it to be close to the guitar, then I want another part of it to stand up. Then I'll go in and I'll get another instrument to kind of be a lead, and that'll be my melody, and I'll make my melody with that. So I've got my guitar. It's going to be the basic follow the rhythm. Then I'm going to have the pads, which are going to follow the chords. And then I'm going to have another lead instrument and my drums and my bass underneath. So, and I haven't decided altogether what I'm going to use for the lead yet. And this one kind of works. I mean, it sounds okay, and it's got the right idea, but I want something kind of softer that swells a little more and everything like that. Nevertheless, it's worthful to listen to and useful to get the idea from. And then when I get the final, I'll go ahead and drop it in. But I've already got all the notes. I copied the notes from the lower end. I put them into the next one, and since I was using a C chord at the beginning, I know where the C was, and I was on the C2, and then I pulled that up, everything, the whole set of notes, MIDI notes, I selected them all, and I moved them all up a whole octave to where that first one now begins on the middle C, so it begins in a little bit different of spot. And this is what that sounds like with this in here, and like I said, this isn't what I want, but it'll give you an idea of what I'm looking for. So let's try that. So that gives you the idea of what I'm looking for there. But, you know, you really have to go through and find sounds. And you have to have a good idea in your head of what you want. Because the hard part of really making all this music sound good is actually getting all these sounds to where they mesh together, right? And there's nothing standing out. And there are things that you would think are crazy that you could never use that'll actually sound good with some of this stuff if you'll go through and you'll listen. And it may give you ideas for little side B pieces and other textures that you might want to add later. I'll give you an example of that real quick. This is just a little basic synth basic in the GarageBand, and it's called Circuit Dialogue. And it's weird, and it doesn't sound like anything you'd think I would ever want to use for this. But it's actually very interesting. Let's see if we can get a sound of it. So as you can hear from that, you would think that would never sound good with that guitar. That's totally like electric dance music kind of thing, to where, you know, thumpa, thumpa, thumpa kind of music. But not really. Check this out. This actually is very interesting sounding to me. And it's actually not bad. Oh, and if I get it to play here, which is... So you see, that makes a really interesting sound. That's not what I'm looking for. It's not what I want this song to be. But you know, I know that I can go back and use that now with certain kinds of guitar pieces. And one day, my little brain might stumble across something and think, you know what? That's perfect. It's not for this because of what I want this to be. But, yeah, it's got some possibility. So, that's what I've got there. So I've got, I'm going to have this two-piece pad, boom, down close to the guitar to support it. And then another piece that's going to sit up high that you're actually going to hear. And then I got started with the drums. So what I did with the drums is this. I decided to make the drums actually kind of follow the rhythm of the guitar. One of the reasons to record the rhythm guitar first is because I wanted to get the pattern of strumming down to where I knew what it was so that I could make the drum hits go along with the rhythm guitar. So I did that first, and now I've got all my chords, and now, like I said, I haven't cleaned this up. I haven't made this absolutely completely even or anything like that. But I do want to use this just to give you an idea of what the kick drum's probably going to sound like. And then I'll get that perfect to where I want it, to where it starts at the beginning of every... at the beginning of every bar. So, because I'm looking at the bars right now and I keep thinking of time, but I want this to start at the beginning of every bar, and then I'll go back and I'll add the snare and the hat and the other, the toms and everything like that. But if you listen to this, you can see where I've got this following now. So let me give you a taste of that. And like I said, I've got to clean it up. It's not everything I want it to be right now. But let me give you an idea of where I'm going with this song. Let me put this all together and just play a couple of these little bars for you like that. And show you where I'm actually at with it right now. As far as starting to get it all to meld. And by playing all four rows here, all four tracks together, you can see where it's all starting to come together now. And once you get the... to where you get that critical mass, to where you know what you want to do here, you know what you want to do with the pads, and then once I know what I want to do with the lead instrument, I'm going to be there. Everything else is just going to be little embellishments and flourishes that you want to put in to make the rest of the song work and make it interesting and not just make it so sane. And break it up and give yourself transitions and everything like that. So let me show you what it's like with all four of these tracks. The guitar, and I haven't even adjusted anything really yet. I just turned the guitar down so you can hear everything else. So let's put all four of these together, and it sounds like this right now. So there you go. You got the idea. You see the progress I'm starting to make now, right? So, and that's how I think that you should make songs, that you start with this strong point, this thing that you know. You know what you want it to be, and you know what you want the sounds around it to be, and you record it. And then you go back and you start layering in all these other sounds that you really want, and the rhythm that you really want, and everything else. Like, now, some songs are going to be, rhythm-centered. More than this. This one's going to be centered off of the rhythm of the guitar, but some of them may be centered off of the rhythm of the drums, and you want to lay those drum tracks down first. I'm not dissing it or anything. In fact, I've already working on another song that I've started on since I've made so much progress on this one, and in that one, I am laying down the drum track first, because the drum track's going to have that rhythm in it that I want to use with everything else. But there you go. You've got my little workflow, and it gave you a little taste. And here, really, really soon, I should have something all the way worked up and a finished song done. So, if that's where I've been and what I'm doing, I hope you enjoyed listening to this, and I've given you some ideas, and maybe you've caught something that you will want to use. And in the meantime, like I tell you every week, come back. I will have something more for you soon. And go find some music and keep listening. Bye.